The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service. And this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. Let's start with an article from AARP, the magazine, about Pharrell Williams. He turned 50 on April 5th. The dapper musician has a reputation as a spreader of joy. Whether he is making people bop along to Happy, his infectious hit single, or opening the whimsical Good Time Hotel in Miami's South Beach, as he did in 2021. He's also known for his eye-catching style, often favoring a high-end streetwear look with accessories like Swarovski's encrusted Adidas sneakers and diamond-studded Tiffany & Company sunglasses. So much so that the French luxury brand Louis Vuitton announced in February that it had hired Williams as its new creative director for menswear. This was soon after he had auctioned off some of his massive stash of bling, including a golden BlackBerry, pulling in $5.25 million, in part to support his Black Ambition program, assisting Black and Hispanic-owned startups. "It's the end of an era," he told Fast Company. "It's a new beginning for me. This is a transmutation. This is a transformation." Now, let's move on to another article in AARP, the magazine. We had started this last time. It's called The Weight Issue. So now, there's a sidebar article with this that I'm going to do first. 4 healthy weight steps to take today. Maintaining a healthy weight as we age, not too heavy, not too lean, is crucial to maintaining our independence. Here are some simple strategies that will keep you in shape while making sure you get the nutrition that you need. Start your day with protein. Studies show that protein timing, eating 25 to 30 grams of protein in the morning and the same amount at lunch and dinner, helps people at midlife and beyond maintain muscle mass, which in turn reduces fat again, or fat gain. Choose farm foods over factory foods. That means fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, seafood, olive, and avocado oils. Low-fat dairy and lean meat throughout the day. The fewer processed foods, the better. Foods in their natural form are the basis of the Mediterranean and DASH diets, which are consistently rated as the best programs for weight management, heart health, and longevity. Move at least 30 minutes a day. Daily active living beats having a few weekly gym sessions and sitting around the rest of the time. Aim for a total of at least 150 minutes of movement per week, walking, swimming, biking, gardening for cardiovascular fitness, and at least 2 days a week of resistance training for muscular strength. Cut down on simple carbs, especially sugar. Simple carbs like cookies and chips not only fill you up with calories while providing minimal nutrition, but a higher carbohydrate intake leads to water retention, making you look, feel, and weigh heavier. Now on to the article, your weight and your risk of chronic disease. 3 out of 4 people in their 70s and even more in their 80s have some degree of cardiovascular disease, and older adults account for 80% of heart disease deaths. For many, it's the result of years of high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and/or high blood sugar. For others, it's new damage, as aging stiffens arteries and heart valves, boosts blood pressure, and weakens your ticker's ability to pump strong and keep a steady beat. A lifetime of carrying extra weight also takes a toll. Excess body weight puts a strain on your heart that increases the risk for heart failure and atrial fibrillation, offbeat heart rhythms that boost stroke risk, Levy says. That said, where you carry the weight may matter more than how much you carry. While some fat under the skin may be protective, visceral fat can be toxic. Visceral fat releases fatty molecules into the blood, and it's invaded with immune cells called macrophages that create low levels of chronic inflammation in the body, explains Jean-Pierre Desprez, a professor at the Université Laval in Quebec City, Quebec, and a leading body fat and health researcher. Visceral fat can wrap around your heart and kidneys and infiltrate your liver, boosting risk for diabetes by interfering with your body's ability to absorb blood sugar, says cardiologist Ian Neeland, MD, co-director of the Center for Integrated and Novel Approaches in Vascular Metabolic Disease at the University Hospital Cleveland Medical Center. It's a big driver for cardiovascular disease. Meanwhile, our immune system becomes more sluggish as we age, a problem compounded by excess fat. Obesity is the silent killer of the immune system, says David Bartlett, adjunct assistant professor of medicine at Duke University. Our immune system gradually declines from our 40s into our 70s, and then begins a precipitous drop in our 80s, leading to a decline in the production of effective antibodies that can neutralize viruses, says Laura Haynes, a professor of immunology at the UConn Center on Aging in Farmington, Connecticut. The other thing that happens with age is an increase in systemic inflation, which may be driven by increased body fat. The more fat you have, the more inflammation. Inflammation disrupts the immune system as well as your hormonal system, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Obesity is linked to at least 13 types of cancer. A combination of aerobic and strength training is the answer, says Bartlett. A fair amount of observational data shows that if you're physically active, you can improve your immune system, even if you start later in life, he says. Exercise moves cells around the body and into the blood, including dysfunctional T cells, which end up being cleared out of the body. In older athletes, we see a T cell profile similar to someone who is much younger. How we think about weight. As we reach age 70 plus, many of us are finding freedom at last from old body shame stigmas. Surveys by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill researchers found that women in their 70s were the least dissatisfied with their bodies and the least likely to say they thought about their weight every day or several times a day. That said, disordered eating remains an issue for older people, says psychologist and body image researcher Lisa Kilpella, an assistant professor at the University of Texas Health Center at San Antonio. Binge eating was a problem for up to 26% of women ages 60 to 83 in a recent study by Kilpella and others. For the longest time, people didn't think older women had eating disorders, she said. Older women who come to our lab say things like, "Thank you for thinking of us. We thought we'd been the forgotten ones because of our age." While there's little research on body image in men over age 70, all of the participants in one University of British Columbia study of 28 men aged 65 to 83 said they felt grateful for what their bodies could do. Yet at the same time, most had frustrations about age-related changes, including muscle loss and extra pounds. At any age, though, your mental health can suffer if you struggle with body dissatisfaction. Paired with weight stigma, body dissatisfaction is associated with a higher risk for depression. In a 2021 study of 181 women ages 50 to 86, Kilpella also found that women with a negative body image got poorer sleep and had less social support. A negative body image is also associated with eating a less healthy diet and getting less physical activity, said psychiatrist Deborah Schaefer, MD, the co-director of the Stanford Adult Eating and Weight Disorders Program at Stanford University in California. Regardless of how you look or how you feel about how you look, Discussing your weight with a health care provider is a smart idea. Our diet culture caters to young people. Too few of us know about the positives and negatives of weight loss and weight gain after the age of 70, and what it all means for your unique shape. Now, there's another sidebar article here, Weights and Measures. We're really bad at estimating how our weight is doing, said Dan Azagurgi, MD, medical director of the Stanford Lifestyle and Weight Management Clinic. To get an idea of whether those extra pounds are weighing on your health, one, step on the scale. He suggests weighing yourself weekly, as your weight can fluctuate day to day based on a number of factors. Always use the same scale and always weigh yourself before getting into or after getting out of the shower. A pair of jeans alone can add more than a pound to your weight. 2. Measure your waist circumference. Place a tape measure just above your hip bones. Generally, a waist size above 35 inches for women or 40 inches for men mean you're at higher risk for heart disease or type 2 diabetes, according to the National Institute of Health. Another popular gauge, if your waist size is more than half your height, you might be at a greater risk of disease. 3. Calculate your body mass index. You can find a useful calculator at aarp.org/BMI. While BMI will indicate whether you're a healthy weight, overweight, or obese, it's only one data point. BMI can underestimate body fat percentage in older adults who have lost muscle mass, and it can overestimate fat in people who are particularly muscular. That said, a BMI of 35 or higher is a pretty clear line. Most experts would agree that this could lead to weight-related disease in older adults. 4. Find your hip-to-waist ratio. Measure the width of your hips at the top of the hip bones. Now take the waist circumference number and divide it by your hip circumference. Women should have a ratio of 0.85 or less, while men should not exceed 0.9. Higher ratios mean a greater risk of cardiovascular disease. And finally, 5, splurge for a scientific scan. There are a number of ways for health professionals to measure body fat, including underwater hydrostatic weighing, air displacement, plethysmography, and dual energy X-ray absorption monitoring. Excuse me about that. These are mostly available at research facilities, although some hospitals, high-end weight loss clinics, and gyms might have access to them. But are they necessary? Not unless you're an elite athlete. Now, another article we were looking at AARP The Bulletin, was your 2023 Fraud Survival Guide. So let's continue on with it today. And the part that we're dealing with right now has to do with tech innovations. Impressive new technology to fight fraud is emerging from private businesses. Eric Adolf, 56, a tech entrepreneur from San Antonio, turned anger over yet another bogus text message into an app called Gabriel that blocks suspected fraud calls and texts while alerting authorities. The tech industry association called the FIDO Alliance is working toward replacing passwords, a key vulnerability, with more secure technologies, including biometrics. Executive Director Andrew Shikiar says this could be done for most online passwords within 5 years. Businesses such as BioCatch, a behavioral biometrics company, are going beyond facial recognition and fingerprints for new ways to secure identity, including age analysis that might provide special protection for older Americans. Anyone over the age of 40 starts to slow down, says Aaron England, BioCatch's threat analytics lead for North America. The cadence of your tap and swipe patterns start to change. That insight can be important. If an applicant claims to be in their 60s or 70s, but BioCatch's system identifies them as being decades younger, it could trigger a red flag to the credit card company. MasterCard's biometric program uses machine learning and artificial intelligence, AI, to help merchants decide if the person using the card is who they're supposed to be. "We're looking for anomalies," said Chris Reed, executive vice president. "We convert that into a score and provide that to the retailer in milliseconds." Some retailers are developing their own safeguards against fraud. Walmart has developed technology that helped identify and freeze nearly $4 million in gift cards that its system had deduced were bought at the direction of scammers. To guard against the surge in fake reviews, common on many popular retail and review aggregation websites, the transparency company has developed a sophisticated algorithm that examines reviews and determines with high accuracy which are fake. 1 out of 10 doctors in private practice have fake reviews, said founder Curtis Boyd. "We use AI to look at reviewer content and reviewer behavior to make very accurate predictions." And finally here, No More Robo is a phone screening service that uses AI to weed out scam calls. That's N-O-M-O-R-O-B-O. Its developer, Telephone Science Corp, has a bank of 350 phone lines that use AI answer bots to analyze millions of calls, then works with law enforcement to help shut down phone scammers. "This is real people losing real money, and you need real technology to stop it," said Aaron Foss, the company's co-founder and CEO. Now we look at part four here. Turn to AARP for help. AARP works every day to educate older Americans and their families about how to spot and avoid scams. But education is not enough. Fraud has reached epidemic proportions, and we must change how our country responds to it. Fraud today is largely committed by sophisticated crime rings. Our law enforcement response must be as sophisticated as the criminals. AARP is sounding the alarm that it is time to mount a national effort to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. AARP will continue to advocate for laws that better protect consumers from fraud and provide restitution to victims. And we will continue to support older Americans with our AARP Fraud Watch Network. So here are a few things to remember. Fraud Watch Network, our website, aarp.org/Fraud Watch Network, offers the latest on the fraud landscape, tip sheets on the most common frauds today, and a map where you can see what's being reported in your area. Then there's a support line, 877-908-3360. Again, 877-908-3360. It's free. Trained fraud specialists provide support and guidance for victims and their families on what to do next and how to avoid scams. Then there are victim support sessions. This online program, aarp.org/victim support, provides a safe space for victims and their families to address the emotional impact of fraud. The Perfect Scam, our award-winning podcast, explores real scams from the viewpoints of both victims and law enforcement. Community education. We hold events across the country, in person and virtually, many led by our thousands of passionate fraud fighter volunteers in the states. Gift card payment campaigns. We aim to grow awareness that it is always a scam when someone asks you to purchase a gift card and share the numbers to pay for something. We ask that you join the fight by sharing what you learn about preventing fraud with loved ones and friends. Education alone will not solve this challenge, but spreading your knowledge is critical to help others avoid scams. Now from AARP, the magazine, let's look at a few great family escapes. Big group vacations are all the rage. But how do you plan an unforgettable and low-drama vacation involving multiple families or friends and still maintain your sanity without going broke? These five families show us how it's done. First, we have the classic giant beach house confab. Destination, Corolla, North Carolina. Number of travelers, 18 to 20. Trip organizer, Charles Oransky, age 72. We've been going to the Outer Banks, OBX, since the mid-1980s. Back then, it was just my wife and me and our four children. Now, each child is married and we have eight grandchildren. Sometimes a friend or two joins us also. We've always gotten a beachfront house, and as we've grown in size, our house needs have grown. The one we had last time seemed to have two of everything, two refrigerators, two freezers, and two stoves, and a separate kitchen on a different floor. We used them all. The great thing about a house as opposed to a hotel is if you have little children, they can run around and be free. Sure, there are challenges. People are on different schedules and vacation differently. The really young children make a lot of noise, but you can always find your own place. You can go sit down on the beach. You can sit by the pool. I have several favorite times of day. I get up early and we'll take some of the little kids to the beach around 6:30 or 7 as the sun comes up. And then we go buy bagels. And dinner is great because everybody's at the table. It's a lot of work to put together, but it's an amazing experience for all of us. Most of our friends, once their kids are in their 40s, they don't go on vacations with them. But for us, this trip is a tradition. Everybody loves it. We talk about it all year. When we go away together, there are so many precious moments, the little moments that you can't plan. Beach house tips. Rent a year in advance. When we leave, we book the house for the next year, Oransky says. Yes, demand is that high. Try staying for more than a week. With this many people, it takes a few days to get in the groove. Be meal smart. Schedule one big food shop on day one. Bring supplies from home, rotate cooking and cleaning, make dinner each day's one group meal, and skip the restaurants, Oransky advises. Now let's look at a tent and RV rendezvous. Destination, Gunnison County, Colorado. Number of family members, 40 plus. Trip organizer, Patty Atchison, age 72. My nine brothers and sisters and I were raised on a farm in Louisiana, so we love the outdoors. As we got older, we all wanted our kids to know their heritage, so we started to have yearly get-togethers. My sister Debbie and I managed the planning. We have a family Facebook group, and we use that to get input. Once we choose a campground, Deb and I prepare a menu for each meal. We post it, and everybody signs up for food, meal prep, and cleanup. The best moments are the campfires at night. We'll sing and tell stories. I now know family I would never have had the chance to be close to, and we have so much fun. So, camping tips. Be budget sensitive. A plan to print t-shirts ended when it turned out one family member would need to buy eight. We try to do stuff that doesn't cost a lot, Atchison says. Rent a group campsite. It's cost effective and it's better for campers who aren't part of your group. Also, book a covered pavilion to serve as the kitchen and gathering place. In time for one more of these today, a four-generation Disney blowout, which I just did. Destination, Disney World, Orlando, Florida. Number of travelers, 9. Trip organizer, Debbie Breeling, age 62. We started saving for this trip several years ago, and my husband and I paid for everyone. My mother, two of our three children, their spouses, and two grandchildren. Walt Disney World is complex. There are different types of tickets. You can't just show up. We hired a travel agent, Lauren Cardinale, just to help us navigate the park. We all installed the Disney World app on our phones, and Lauren linked them together so one person could make reservations for all of us. It also had a GPS map so we could find our way around. The whole trip was 8 days. My grandchildren loved things like lunch at Beast Castle, but I was thrilled they could spend time with my mother. It's true what they say, theme parks are fun for kids and adults. Amusement park trip tips. Hire an authorized Disney vacation planner. They have access to insider info like crowd sizes and program changes. Get off-site lodging. Accommodations for 10 or more are limited within the park. Demand is high. Book a year in advance. And plan some days off. Breeling scheduled 3 days between park visits so the family could catch their collective breath. Now time for a few money-saving tips from AARP The Bulletin. Under the heading of Get It Used, technology. Manufacturers like Apple and Samsung sell refurbished products through their websites. Refurbished tech products go through a manufacturer's inspection, and most receive a new battery. They also include a one-year warranty. Hand tools. Old hand tools are not only cheaper than new ones, but they're also often better. Find them in a flea market, yard sales, and especially estate sales. Office furniture. Many businesses downsize as working from home became commonplace. That means a glut of used office furniture. For instance, CourtFurnitureOutlet.com recently listed an Aeron executive chair that was $1,439.99 new for $519.99. Baby gear. Babies grow out of many items after only a few months. Sites like GoodbyeGear.com specialize in baby stuff. You can buy gear from local parents at weepea.com. Gift cards. You can buy other people's unwanted gift cards at a discount through sites like Raise, Gift Card Bin, Gift Card Granny, and many more. Fitness equipment. Check Craigslist and garage sales, or try an online search for used exercise equipment near me. Save while saving. Ask for lower fees on your credit card. Consumers who asked last year for a waiver or reduction on their annual fees had a 9 in 10 chance of success, according to LendingTree study. Well, folks, we have come to the end of our time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.